Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Kaya FM 95.9. Welcome to it. It is Good Friday. First of all, it's not a Saturday. Nor a Sunday. It is a Friday. You guys were so excited yesterday in the country. You forgot that you have to wake up this morning. Yeah, I know you're not feeling like going to work. I know you're not feeling like waking up. I've got news for you. You need to wake up. You've been home for 6.5 months.
Yeah.
In lockdown. Right now, what is on a holiday, Heritage Day? You guys decided, okay, Heritage, just see bonus Friday. I've never seen so many people so happy in Skatasi one. That time, I'm home, drinking water, and clear go couching, and she's doing a Hispanic scene.
You were recovering. Don't act like you were.
DSTV premiership now. Yeah. Wow. Who do you think will win the first one? We'll talk about this 8:30. Let's just put it out there. I want to put myself on the block again. I will tell you who will win the TV premiership because I know already.
And if they don't, you wear a dress.
No, a dress? It was like the hell. That will be 2021.
Leggings.
I might give away leggings. A car. I might give away a car.
Oh. Wear leggings.
Anyway, last week, when I was playing the gospel song, I was talking about celebrating small victories. Yes. You know when you celebrate the smallest victories, because sometimes we wait for that bigger moment in life, and then maybe sometimes it doesn't come. And when it doesn't come, you feel like, has been in those amazing life. But you had so many things that you needed to celebrate back then, and you just, you felt like they're too small. So, some guy was listening, because so, this is the thing about us. Some people really listen to us. Khotso was listening and saying, "Son, Skumba, you really did touch me." I will talk to Khotso during the show, Fandak. But I want to know from you guys, what are you celebrating right now? What is the smallest victory that you are celebrating right now? Like right now, what are you celebrating right now? Because it is really important to celebrate the smallest of them small victories. Maran.
Not me, not my mother, not the rest of my family caught COVID this year so far.
Sure.
So far, because I got hurt. And no one in my family has lost their job. I still have two of my jobs that I've been going to every day throughout COVID. So for me, it's to some, they might say, that's not a small thing. That for me is, I sit every day and I dream of buying this car that I want.
Sure.
I sit every day and I dream of one day going to Al Jazeera. And working at Al Jazeera. That for me is all I obsess about. Every day I get to all saying, feel like Al Jazeera, and then can I
go to Al Jazeera? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, no, not CNN. Not BBC. Not BBC. It's BBC.
BBC.
Yeah.
No,
Al Jazeera. And
then just got taller decks. About decks you go cut her.
Yeah,
again and again. Again, Israel.
Thank
you. So for nights, and then Namme Wakale Mamkhuluaka have got underlying conditions, terminal illnesses. So for them, or Baskai Baba to COVID is
a huge victory.
Yes.
Yeah. JJ?
Okay, for me, so I want to be an actress in Hollywood one day.
You, ne?
Yes. Okay. Yes, me. Or produce, maybe like
something
or write
dope.
Something dope.
Yeah.
Even a screenplay, write it. So my small win for now, it's working with one of the best in the industry. One of the best directors, writers, you know, producers. If you've heard Losing Lerato, you'll know the person. He's mentoring me at the moment. And
okay.
That's because Uncle T did the whole connection thing. So, yeah.
So, you're celebrating that.
I'm celebrating that.
What does that mean?
I think for me, my biggest victory this year, you remember when I started studying, I said, this is what I want to do. I want to leave the industry. I want to go and change my entire life and work in psychology. My biggest victory this year is that my son recently got diagnosed with something. And for the first time in a very long time, I know why I studied. It's not because I want to leave the industry. It's because I was being prepared for something that was bigger than me.
So do you think if you found out whatever that is, your son is going through right now and you didn't study what you have studied, you could have been weak?
Yes, I wouldn't have been able to handle it. It's been the roughest 3 weeks of my life. But because of what I know, knowledge-wise, those distinctions were not for me to leave this industry. They were for me to understand my child. And it felt like the strangest thing in the whole world. But I know why I did it.
That's that aha moment.
Yeah.
Eureka!
Yeah.
So, smallest victory. Like, I mean, for me, there's so many. There's so many, man. One, for the mere fact that I'm alive, Joe. Just to be, to wake up every morning and be alive, man. Like, to me, is victory, Joe. I don't care about money. Has never been part of my real focus. But to wake up in the morning and say, I'm still breathing. With all that I'm going through in life, I am alive, Mina. Yeah. Okay, let's do this thing again. Every morning I wake up, especially for the past year, every morning I wake up, I'm like, oh, I'm still alive. Okay, let's do this thing again. Let's see how this day will end. I want to know from you, what are your biggest victories right now? Even if or your smallest victories right now, it's 086-000-959. It is Kaya FM 95.9.
This is Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan.
617 Kaya FM 95.9, taking your calls, 086-000-959. We start with Lula Magunjan. Hi.
Chabunjan.
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm so happy to talk to you.
I'm happy to talk to you.
I'm a challenge. I always post on WhatsApp, it's a Good Friday with Kumba and me.
Okay.
And then? My biggest issue is I'm telling a thing sometime when I'm going to be a thousand. I'm going to be a thousand. I'm going to be a thousand. I think sometime, we might be logging in. I think my mom kitchen in it and it's a phone from sister high school. Like, I think I'm all trouble. I'm just a thrower. For one time, I'm a fire wooden floor. So that's my greatest victory. Talang Sebe is the
same. Nimali Amatambo. I'm so happy for you. I am so happy for you. Like, Nimali Amatambo. Tambo, let Tambo.
I'm not Jiganjani.
So, Shai Rani, Lingya Lang, so tell her, Mama Pagetai Tung, Tengele Mina, no Mama Gambal.
Please.
Thank you, son. And we go to our next caller, Spamandla.
Malume.
Come on, bro.
That's
the grand. Smallest victory, cuz.
Hi, Julie.
Juliet.
Oh, hi.
I'm going to tell you.
Thank you, As long as it's peel and fit, that is very important. Thank you, Cham. From Soshangu, we go straight to Soweto. Humu, Khoto.
Fede, Gunjan.
Nandi, Cham, wena?
I'm Nandi, Banjana, was sister, and I'm Nandi, but.
I say a peel, yes.
Ukhoto
is the one that called us.
Yes.
To say that your intro to your gospel song last week inspired.
I think so.
Khoto, is that you?
Yes.
Talk to us, Asha.
Number
No, man, I need to have one last week. Kuskuma bega kuluma ngenda baze into es inkulele guzele fe ni abon.
Sure.
No, but into so nami gune gunzi nenga ngantola gubangsa se into ana ngantola ngishaisene namabo onda sing ise boma le boma sansi travel.
Sure.
So umuntu agcina sekaphumile khona ileve yagcina seshintshile seguqukile umuntu wathola isibhani esigrand ileve sibnandi wena sikhomba ngithola
ngikuthola bram.
So ithi ma uyidlala la number leya esand wamkhumbuza all the pain that I've been through eleven yami. And then
how many years did you spend at Sunset?
I'm spending about 8 years.
Eight years, I'll tell
you. Yeah.
And you got 8 years, what have you learned?
8 years and 30, you know, with empower, developing yourself, you know, your scale.
I'm going to go to the 8 years.
I'm going to go to the 8 years. I'm None pupu bekezele pupheni ungasheshu give up. You understand? Because I've seen a lot of people they give up too quickly. Sifuna sifuna abo rush izinto ezisheshayo yonke into kumele isheshe ube nekari manje ube nedlala manje yonke into. You understand?
Take your time.
I think as people, yeah, you need to take your time. Let your whatever business oyiqalile, invest your time in it, let it grow, watch it grow, watch it prosper. Emsebenzini mawukhona spana uzidevelope nasemspanini ukwazi ukuba grand.
Yazi ngibonga no time mina ukuthi le 8 years boboshwe ngayo wabuya, you came back as a different man and you wanna change your life and be something that is better than what you were when before you went to prison. Ube grand on time and keep on listening. Thank you very much for your call. Mgiftani nechurene emasabab. Hello.
Why, oh, it's Kumba, Fere.
Nakono kashile sababa, unadlali nechurene. Now you can tell. Talk to me in front of your smallest victory.
My smallest victory is my two kids. I have a year, Kumba, Spani. Baby mama, and it has been carrying me throughout. Kumba.
Sure, boy.
Now I know the last. My retrenchment, I'm shy, Lebo. But in thing wrong, I would say we have one another. There was come Azangang Lashi, Azangang Pixele Pansi, Unsapotile, Nam Jongovaso, Bamaning is Hatcher, Sueza Socket.
No stress out. I'm such a result of none. Tula and Pegasus Termes or Tolly Pan, no delas. Zobam Nand and the children and Sazo the cheese and onion in Avindabaza loot. And you go to what? Yeah, cheese and onion. I have the pie, cheese and onion.
I pie. I'm going to go to my chips. I pie.
David, let me tell you what I'm saying. 2 years ago, you made
my
retrenching.
Manja, by and by choppy onion, by so
many cheese. I see cheese. By and by, and the pie ending.
Scumbozo.
That was a 2 week what time?
Scumbozo, so big. FM chance, my throat to go. I came there, Baba.
Putting happy, man, yes.
Celebrating 23 years, just to share the gene of KFM.
Yeah.
That was my smallest victory.
And sometimes, abantu bangasithatha ngathi ndincane, and sometimes they mean everything to you.
Yeah. Everything to 23 years,
Mr. Shins Kumba.
Yazi mfethu mina ngibonga nje ukuthi i-corona yafika yangibamba program yangibamba ngamajazi ngatesta positive mfethu angithi ngiyavaya
ayisa
uNkulunkulu wangisiza nje yazi ngike ngakunobusuku obuyiwani ngathandaza ngadai inkosi yenzinto eyiwani sali yangithatha or yangisindisa fortunately uNkulunkulu wangisindisa ngibonga lokho nje.
When you tested positive, what was your biggest scare besides dying?
And the fear of unknown, and yeah, it must be over Maralasia Konanga, and the man in the being shy and fit abandoned a number of seven.
Yeah,
so then Shirley on duty fight, and I was a bang of Salam Benjano, as part of my old damn Pelaman, I think to me, and no, you.
It's Ivan.
Yeah, but in Kurungulung season.
Let's stay alive, our time. Let's stay safe. Let's keep, let's just stay alive for the old lady and Ingos and all the best in Kalagat. Exactly, Kazlam. 625 Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.